Hey there, welcome back to America Weekend with Valerie Smaldone and friends. Culture Sonar is a really cool entertainment website I recently came across, and founder and editor Al Kattabiani joins us today and has some suggestions about some great documentary music films that are out now.
Let's start at the top with maybe the most popular band ever. It's hard to believe that the Beatles can still make the headlines nearly 50 years since they recorded their last song. But it's been a pretty busy time for the band. They recently made their music available for streaming and released their beautifully remastered music videos. For his part, Ringo auctioned off some very sweet memorabilia for charity, like his White Album number 00001. And Sir Paul is one of the headliners of the Desert Trip Festival, otherwise known as Old Cella. But what if you could have been there at the beginning, when Lennon, McCartney, Harrison, and Starkey were just four teenagers in a war-torn Liverpool playing American rock and roll? Well, Frida Kelly was there. Dragged by friends to the grimy Cavern Club on her lunch break, Kelly instantly fell in love with the lads. By late 1961, she had become the head of the Beatles fan club, personally handling all of the Beatles fan mail. From that point on, she was there with the Beatles every step of the way. Naturally, she has a lot of stories to tell, but she kept quiet until the recent release of Good Old Frida. This charming documentary gets inside the Beatles' inner circle, where Frida was treated, usually at least, like family. It's a great treat for any fan. Anyone who's ever spent any time lost in the aisles of a favorite record store will appreciate a recent film by Colin Hanks, that's Tom's son, All Things Must Pass, The Rise and Fall of Tower Records. In 1999, Tower had over $1 billion in sales. In 2006, it declared bankruptcy. How did the little Sacramento record shop get so many things so right, and then what went so terribly wrong? The story's familiar enough. In 1960, a scrappy young entrepreneur named Russ Solomon starts a record section in his dad's pharmacy to ride the pop wave he feels all around him. Store after store soon followed, first in other California towns, but ultimately expanding to Asia, London, New York, and South America. Along the way, Solomon established a freewheeling culture perfectly in tune with the times. Several key employees, and Solomon himself, supply hugely entertaining sex, drugs, and rock and roll anecdotes to keep things perking right along. There are plenty of celebrity cameos, from former Tower employee Dave Grohl, to At Last, A Place Where I Belong, Bruce Springsteen, to super shopper Elton John, who says he spent more money in Tower Records than any human being. But of course, the party didn't last. Between overexpansion, lost focus, and that pesky internet, the business lost its mojo and went bust. There's a semi-sweet coda where Solomon visits the resurrected Tower in Japan, and some hopeful talk about vinyl's resurgence, but the big ship has clearly sailed. The facts of the Tower story are certainly worthy, and the movie handles them quite capably. But the film's real charm is in its conjuring of music geekery at its finest. Those of us who lingered in aisles, thumbing record after record, bathing in the liner notes, jousting with the clerks, and being otherwise submerged will remember the feeling. Spotify and its brethren deliver more music at a mere keystroke than Tower ever could, but the physical charm of being in Mecca is hard to replace. On a more or less happier note, you'll likely get a kick out of The Wrecking Crew, which profiles the mostly anonymous studio band behind literally hundreds of AM-era megahits. These guys, and one unforgettable woman, ruled pop music from the mid-60s through the early 70s, playing on hits for the Beach Boys, Frank and Nancy Sinatra, Sonny and Cher, Jan and Dean, the Monkees, Mamas and Papas, Tijuana Brass, Ricky Nelson, Johnny Rivers, and many, many others. They were Phil Spector's vaunted wall of sound. Musicians revere the crew, both for their prodigious chops and their taste. Guitarist Tommy Tedesco was arguably the greatest sight reader who ever lived. The crew transformed many lightweight tunes into sonic masterpieces. A recent documentary gives the crew its due. Willed into life by Tedesco's son, Denny, who endured years of financial mountain climbing to get it made, The film is an entertaining behind-the-scenes look into mid-century hitmaking and of absolute musical mastery. Truth be told, it's more of a love letter from Denny to his dad and the crew than a cinematic achievement, but there's no denying the genius within. All three films are available in some combination of the usual suspects, Amazon, Netflix, iTunes, etc. We think you'll like them all. You can dig deeper and find a whole bunch more cool stuff at culturesonar.com and on our Facebook page, cleverly called Culture Sonar.
And that's Al Katabiani, founder of Culture Sonar, an entertainment website where you'll find cool stuff to see, hear, read, and do. Check out culturesonar.com. I'm Valerie Smaldone. Thanks for coming along today.
With you. At Fort Jefferson, a huge brick Civil War island fort in the middle of the Gulf of Mexico, recently discovered sooty terns reveal unusual behavior.
So their diet is fish, they sleep on the wing.
And they drink salt water?
And they drink salt water. They have nares in their nose where they can process out the salt.
Naturalist Deborah Hess.
A lot of open ocean birds are capable of drinking salt water because there is no fresh water available. So Mother Nature allows for them to be able to excrete the salt through nares in their nose and be able to stay over the open ocean. Now this is an amazing seabird because not only are they magnificent flyers that can sleep while they're flying, they mate in the air, they drink seawater, and they feed on fish and squid exclusively. That's their diet.
The amazing sooty tern has been a heralded discovery. Ancient birds from the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Pro Bowler set an NFL rookie record with 90 catches in 1996. He mostly split his career between New England and Dallas, two places where he hooked up often with quarterback Drew Bledsoe.
He's got Glenn open, 50, 45, 40, there he goes!
So where is Terry Glenn now? Terry was hired as a coaching intern for the Dolphins in 2009, but has yet to move into coaching full-time. Terry's off-field troubles have continued. He's been arrested at least four times, including charges of domestic assault, drug possession, and DWI.
There are things that you try to get over. You know, it happened. Okay, let's stymie it and let's move on.
Here's hoping good things lie ahead for Terry Glenn. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
Every now and again, a great little horror film appears from nowhere, and the witch is original and scary as hell. I'm in!
On June 3rd, The Lonely Island's dope new movie hits theaters. Andy Samberg is Connor for real in Popstar, Never Stop, Never Stopping, rated R.